Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back in the Wolf Den with another fabulous interview. I'm so excited. I have my friend Dave came back to slide through on this one more time, and he brought a friend. Yes, I'm so excited. We have Just Dave and Misty Blue joining us today in the Wolf Den. How are both of you?
What's up, Hanks?
So good to see you again. Good to meet you for the first time.
Good to see you too, Boo.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's dive on in. Give the people what they want. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Wanted to tap in with you, Dave. How you been? What's been going on with you?
And everything's going good, man. God is good. You know what I mean? Just staying busy, just staying grinding. You know what I mean? Heels dug into the sand, pushing forward. So, along the way, I found this little beautiful thing right here that likes to sing and, you know what I mean, enjoys what we're doing and stuff. So, we're moving it forward, you know what I mean? So we just kind of moving as a team, but she's a very talented individual artist on her own rights and stuff. And but we just kind of formulating a little team and moving forward and stuff. But everything's been good, man. No complaints. Family good, job good, music good, health good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
Drinking
wonderful.
good, you know what I mean? Everything
Oh
going good.
yeah, pip pip cheerio. Yes,
Oh
oh no, darling, I'm the only one without one.
my word.
Okay.
That we kind of have that. So next time we have to have a full round for the whole room. Yes.
You would think her hanging around me enough, she would know already, you know what I mean?
Indeed, yes. Miss Misty Blue, can we get a short little introduction from you?
Hi. So I met Dave, like, what was the church? I was singing, I was doing music. I've just been basically in the house singing and wanted to get back into music. Found myself at church, found Dave, and then we just started collaborating. I was doing music prior to him, but having a team and just having somebody that I could work with has been really, really amazing to
Awesome,
be in.
awesome. Them church relationships start off, they be just amazing. You know, the Lord brings folks together
Oh
to
man,
meet.
you know what he's doing. You know what he's doing, man. You know.
Yes, I can definitely dig it. Now, my bonus question is coming.
All right.
I need something that most people don't know about both of you.
Okay. All right. Right now.
Right now.
Okay, man, well, I'm kind of an open book, so I'm not really sure if there's a whole lot that people don't know, to be honest with you. So I'm kind of like right now I'm thinking like going back in the archives of my head, like what can I share with you that, will be kind of a first or whatever, but I really don't have any. Like I said, I'm kind of an open book. I guess maybe I'm a workaholic, but I don't know if that, I think everyone knows that too or whatever, you know what I mean? I barely sleep. I mean, I stay grinding. Yeah, damn. My nickname. How about this one? Okay, this might be a first actually, because I've actually didn't really want to share this with people only because like people that I really like, my real day ones from adolescent into early teens, my nickname from my family was Midnight. And nobody knows that, you know what I mean? Except if you were a part of that era, you know what I mean, when my family and my friends was calling me Midnight, you know what I mean? And then once I started really getting into music or whatever, I've always just been Dave, different variations of it, but always just Dave. So there's the deep down secret, whatever, my family nickname. Yeah. So whenever I hear that, I turn it, I,
You make
because
sure
I'm a
that your
junior.
fam call you.
Yeah, exactly. So whenever, because I'm a junior, people call the house, is Dave there? They'd be like, which one? So after that, it's just like people would just call me Midnight, you know what I mean? So that would be my kind of like, I guess, my family secret that I would share with you that not a whole lot of people know past a certain age, I guess you could say. So welcome to the family, Mags.
Thank you. I'm honored. I am so honored. Miss Misty, how about you?
Oh my goodness. What don't a lot of people know about me? They don't know. Well, they don't know that I love nails. I like nails a lot.
Particularly
So,
foots.
yeah, I do. I mean, I do pedicures. I kind of got a thing for feet. But, honey, I do for you whatever you like.
Oh, making nice and pretty for my boyfriend.
I do for you. You like with the
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
No, you'd be surprised at how many times we're somewhere, because another thing is she's actually kind of a homebody, believe it or not. I mean, I'm dragging her out of the house, because we got all these different events we got going on, but really she's kind of not that way, you know what I mean? But it's good that she knows how to turn it on and turn it off. But you'll be surprised We'll be at these motherfucking places or whatever. I look over her shoulder and she over here looking at motherfucking feet getting scrubbed off or cuticles getting cut or something. Like she's obsessed with
I
toes.
need to see it.
Lord have mercy. Jesus. We're going to pray for in the wolf den. Lord have mercy.
You all under the table looking at the feet, trying to make sure. You know what I mean? Like,
mommy, not to wear no sandals in the wrong time, right?
Oh, no, it's not that bad. I need to look at the technical aspect.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at video.
She's looking at how to get the ingrown toenails or something. I don't know. She'd be trying to be surgical with it.
You know them folks doing them pedicures, they're like mini little surgeons because there'd be some shit up under there.
Yeah, don't play.
Absolutely.
We love our pedicures.
There'd be some shit up under there. So tell me, how was Love Song created?
Love Song, actually, you know what? All of the music that's coming out right now, Max, you were actually a part of this journey from the beginning of it, because once I started getting onto the PJ Butter little situation, nightcap little mm-hmm. family, you know what I mean? That's when I was just finishing all of the music, and that was that was pandemic. And so that's when I went into the studio and was like, you know what? I'm going to make a album for myself. And it kind of took a life of its own. It really wasn't supposed to be for nobody. And during that time, once I kind of started getting momentum, I was like, oh shit, I got to get it out there. And thus answering that nightcap family and starting mm-hmm. to spread the music and stuff. But so all of these songs have been created, 2 to 3 years ago or whatever, right? But now we're just kind of, now that we pick singles from, I made almost 50 songs. So out of those 50, the team is picking like, what's the next single? And then we kind of go in, either reproduce it, definitely re-record it now, that kind of stuff, remix it. And then we put it out as a new song. But really, they're all 2 or 3 years old. So when we made the Love Song, it was actually myself and another friend named Crazy Lou. There was a male singer when we first made it or whatever, you know what I mean? And then, what's up?
I have a question for the class. Yeah. You been making music with niggas named Crazy Lou, huh? Love Song?
Yeah. Exactly. Crazy Lou, but no Diddy, goddammit. No Diddy, you know what I mean? No Diddy got there, you know? me and Lou went into the studio. Actually, I already had the song. I already had the track made. I was kind of already writing my verses and stuff, you know what I mean? I was hinting towards the hook. Usually I write the hooks first and stuff, but it was really at the beginning sound of the stage where the beat was already made and stuff. So I just went over his house one day and, we just kind of, we're boys or whatever. So I told him, like, hey, I'm working on a song right now. Let's see, because we've been telling each other we're going to get on a song together, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck it, I'm working on this one right now. And we just kind of wrote the hook together in his studio at his house. And he stayed right over here in Holland Park or whatever. So we made the hook there. And then we re-recorded in, the bigger studio or whatever. And everything was going real smooth and everything. I love the concept of it and stuff. And then once we picked it as the next single, we dissected. We brought live instrument players in, new musicians and stuff. So it has live feel to it and everything. And Misty Blue, we was kind of fucking with each other back then or whatever, starting to do shows and stuff. So I wanted her to be a part of it. So initially she was just going to kind of enhance the male parts and stuff. And then Billy Moss, who's kind of, took me under his wing and stuff, you know what I mean? And is kind of making sure that I'm not making bad decisions as far as the business and stuff, because he's so integral in that part. He actually preferred that Misty sing it and stuff. So we like, let's do it. So she sang it and she made it her own. She bodied it and shit. And man, it's doing really, really well. So, I couldn't be happier and stuff. You know what I mean? So, of course, Lou still gets his credit as a writer. You know what I mean? Because we still the foreman or whatever. But it definitely changed the vibe. And having a woman, part of it, and with what the song is, it really meshes. You know what I mean? It kind of goes back and forth. And, her and I from all the rehearsals now and being a part of that recording process and the mixing and all of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? We just really kind of fell into our roles and stuff, you know what I mean? And it has a great onstage performance aspect and stuff, you know what I mean? With the emotions and that kind of stuff. So it's going really well, actually, yeah. So that's how we came up with it, but we recorded it and she bodied it, like I said, and we just full speed ahead now.
We did that. Well, if you don't mind, without further ado, I'd like to give the audience a little piece of a little sham-sham, a little tidbit. That's okay.
Absolutely. Let's let my girl introduce it, if you don't mind.
Yes. Please, Miss Blue, whenever you're ready.
Girl, Misty Blue and Just Day Wolf Pussy love song.
Awesome. Like how you added that wolf in there.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Can you hear it?
Not really. It's okay though, as long as you hear.
This is the ghetto version of Romeo and Juliet. A life's a spin of Russian roulette. Never knowing what's next. Try to simplify complex. And opposites attract. We help each other relax. But our story will be comedy meets tragedy. Based on all the times you be mad at me. Claiming I'll be harassing me. You did your magic on me. Cause without your touch, I'd rather death become a meme. Love when you whisper in. I feel thy breath on me. With my eyes closed, I can still see what's happening. God can take my sight, but that beauty I still see. So tell me, what's this voodoo? You don't kiss it on me, kiss it on me.
Behind the scenes, I mean, behind the scenes, behind the scenes, behind the scenes. Oh, there you go, Max.
I'm on the highest castle, do whatever for thee. Fight an eight-headed dragon, do whatever for queen. Turn my back on the world, only me and my family. We made a secret, forbidden love, sadly. But God brought you to me, so I swear to set the seas. Despite all the sharks, I'll always come and get thee. And when I die, I need you right beside me. My soul has to wait, I need you to look upon me. Give me one more kiss, before I see the back of my lids. I tried to provide for you and the kids. I remember the beautiful things we did, and I know I've been wrong. That's why I'm writing you this love song.
Hey.
Absolute fire. Absolutely. You guys work really, really well together. I am excited for all of your upcoming projects, like for real.
Good looking out, man. Yes,
for real.
Yeah.
Yes. When is the next performance? Where is it? And where is the link for tickets?
Well, we actually have a free community event coming up, you know what I mean, for all your listeners and stuff. It's May 18th. It's going to be right on Slauson, just above the Slauson swap meet, the 3811 Slauson. It's in a church parking lot. It's a community event and stuff. There'll be a lot of amazing artists there as well. So we'll be performing there on May 18th. It's a Saturday. Again, it's free, you know, but you know,
you can find some like good food.
Yeah, that's
some
what I was
shopping.
Say, like, yeah.
They have some good
the food is bomb. Come with an appetite.
Yeah, that's small sure. businesses, you know. Yeah. They have, oh my goodness, yeah, the food
yeah,
is delicious.
The food's good, you know what I mean? Yeah. You have a lot of different options and stuff. There's at least
a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
Bring the kids.
It's free.
Wow.
18th. And then after that, I don't have the exact dates right now, but we've been rehearsing a lot for everyone following the IG. You know, we got some shows there. I can't say upcoming because we're rehearsing for when they're here. You know what I mean? So,
If you do want to stay connected with us, you can go to reallyjustdave.com and you can sign up for our email subscription.
Absolutely.
And then you can get your email to you to let you know when our next shows are happening or what new products or anything that we have going on. So if you want to stay up to date, you can just go to reallyjustdave, right?
Yep.
Yeah, reallyjustdave.com.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We will be performing at the BET weekend though. You know what I mean? I just don't have the details yet. And it's a 3-day event, so I don't know what day. That might be something that you need tickets to or whatever. But you know, as soon as I get it, you know I'll keep you up to date and everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But May 18th on Slauson. It's called LA Cali Fest, you know what I mean? It's a great community event and stuff. I started messing with them back in like in August or so of last year, and it's a monthly thing. They just take off for the winter or whatever. But again, I've been doing it since they started. And again, that's just, I like giving back to the community. I like being around, you know, feet on the ground and that stuff. You know, I do a lot of volunteer work with the local high schools by my house and stuff, announcing games. You know, I teach driver ed classes to teenagers, 14, 15-year-olds at the Boys and Girls Club.
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of little community, you know, our future, you know what I mean? So, you know, God blesses us to be blessings to others. So as much as I can, I try and give back, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
I could definitely understand that.
Absolutely.
What's some of your guys' proudest moments while working together?
Oh, South by Southwest is definitely one of them for me. That comes to mind. You know what I mean? I had never been. I'm not
Me
sure.
Either.
Yeah, so we had never been. So that's an experience that we got to do together. And it was well planned out. And, you know, I mean, we were doing a lot of rehearsing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we were ready for any moment and stuff. And you know, there was a lot of spontaneous things that we did, street performances, different interviews, and a lot of networking and stuff. But that was definitely, you know, one of the better accomplishments. And then Misty and I both have kind of like a musical, you know, destiny to perform with bands, and we're doing that now. So that's another, you know, bright moment, and everything's been kind of behind closed doors right now. But
yeah,
I'm very, you know, I'm really looking forward to those first couple performances, no matter how big or small they are, just to be out there, you know, with the people, you know what I mean? We really like to interact and, you know, perform. I mean, you know, she's an amazing singer, but wait till when you see her on stage that she's definitely in her element, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, it's kind of crazy that I get to know her on that other side where she's not that, you know what I mean, that on stage performance person, you know what I mean? And she's right in mama mode and cooking and cleaning and, you know what I mean? I got to get, you know, just regular, you know, mama mode, you know?
Right, right.
Not there know what that is, you know what I mean? Like, grind, you know what I mean? She's a grinder and shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but to see her get on stage, man, it's to see her in her element, you know what I mean? I'm really glad that she's able to do that. And again, I'm quite the entertainer my damn self. So to be able to have someone that matches your energy, because there's a whole lot of talent out here in LA, you know what I mean? You can find singers, you know what I mean? But to have that kind of quad effect, you know what I mean? To be able to call, it's really a blessing, man. And, you know, we get along enough probably because we don't see each other every single day. So she gets a break from Dave, you know what I mean?
Lord have mercy. You a mess. You are a mess. Misty, did you come from a musical background?
What's that?
Did you come from a musical background, Misty?
Yes, my granddad, he sings. And so everybody in my family sings. But I just decided, I started though like young doing performing arts. But I really, after sitting down and having kids young, I really started to appreciate music differently. And really, really was eager to get back into the world and just really show the gift that God gave me, like where it was, you know, real work or not. Like, I just, like, need to sing.
I hear that. Now, I know y'all about to take over the USA, but I'm curious as to what international places we booking. Like, what's the first stop?
I'd like to go to the UK.
There you go, you know what I mean?
Because, darling, I like to sit down and have tea and crumpets and do all those nice things. No, but
I'm trying to taste the yak from all corners of the earth, you know?
You know
I mean?
Jamaica would be nice. Jamaica.
In all honesty, Max,
just traveling, period.
No, for sure. That's what I was gonna say. Like, you know, we're at the point, you know, I mean, Mags, I'm an older artist, you know what I mean? Like this shit, I don't wanna say it happened by accident because everything is plotted, everything has been ordained a long time ago, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But for sure my dreams of artistry kind of fizzed out, you know, when I started having kids at a young age and right to the workforce I go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just a passion we've been making it. So at this stage, it's really about just getting the world to hear the music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So any place that wants to hear our music, man, we'll be happy to come and play, you know, domestically and internationally, you know what I mean? So I'll go to San Diego, goddammit. That ain't even that far. But, you know, just anyone that wants to hear the music, you know what I mean? But of course, I've never been anywhere.
But Perry,
so,
Zealand,
never been
Thailand,
anywhere. So
Sweden.
I'm talking about, yeah, anywhere.
Tangalao, you know what?
On the other side of the pond, you know what I mean? I'm ready to go. I mean, I'm ready to
Africa,
go.
Africa,
so,
Zimbabwe, Nigeria.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? And so, and that's just going to make it that much better because, again, since neither one of us have really traveled the world, you know what I mean? Like, not only performing to other people around the country and stuff, but just the experiences from the cultures and, you know, just all the landmarks and the beauty that God has put out here. Like, we get to go see it, you know what I mean? So looking forward to it, you know what I mean? From your mouth to God's ears, it's going to happen, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, anywhere. I will tell you this, though, based off of the analytics of the music, pop it in East Asia, you know what I mean? Like,
how about
yeah, that's the best.
Just you get the bookings.
That's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like, East Asia. Hey, East Asia is popping, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, India, you know, that's where we're popping. And then and within the domestic United States, Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City gives us the 738 streams a day or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we pop in Kansas City, you know what I mean? What's up, Kansas City? You know what I mean? Hey, man, but I'm a Raider fan, so you know I'm going to come here. You know I'm going to have to talk shit about that. God damn it. You might kick me out as soon as I get there. After my set, they be like, you gotta go.
Seriously, don't wear no jerseys to the goddamn stage just yet. Yeah, don't wear no jersey at all until you get off stage. Yeah,
But no, those are the, you know, the analytics. Like I said, that's where they're saying that we're popping the most popular ass. So, you know, we're really looking forward to that. This year is definitely going to be a leveling up year. I mean, it really has been, you know, you know, no financial gains just yet, you know what I mean? But again, it's really about getting the people to hear our music and stuff. And, you know, you inviting us to your podcast, this is going to be another, you know, pedestal and another stepping stone to help reach more people, you know what I mean? We got a good message, you know what I mean? We ain't talking about all that twerking and popping pills and, you know what I mean? All that, you know, grown folk music, soulful pop, you know what I mean? It got a story, 90s smooth vibe, you know what I mean? So, like what we're doing, we could be proud about it. It's something that our kids and other people's kids can listen to while you're happy to get together, you know what I mean? And we're really looking forward to it, man. And we're really talking about, like, encouraging, you know, people to keep on with the keep on, you know what I mean? And
Love it.
For sure.
But what new collaborations you guys got on the horizon? Because I know y'all duet going to bring somebody else to do a cameo feature shit. Is that the music lingo? And then it's just going to be three superstars on one album. So I'm just trying to figure out.
And you hit it right on the head. You know what I mean? You hit it right on the head. All the different claps. We actually, like I said, the next song in the funnel, whether it's the next single or not, but the next song that we're going to re-record to get her a better part on is going to be Thankful. You know what I mean? So we'll be re-recording that pretty soon. I've actually posted a couple of little, you know, reels and stuff on social media with it. But again, you know, the whole team, Billy Moss, you know what I mean? We're going to sit there and we're going to decide what's next and stuff. But that's definitely one of the things. And then I actually just sent her a new track about 3 weeks ago or so. It has an island vibe to it. It's going to be because, you know, most of my music is more ambiance, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? Yeah. Vibe, you just chill. You're not putting it on to get pumped up to go to the club and shit. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Yeah, it's more of a chill vibe. So, you know, through direction and advice of others, you know, I'm going to put some more dance tracks, a little bit more stuff, you know, clubby music and stuff. So this song that we're talking about definitely has an island vibe to it, steel drums and stuff. It's going Shakira, shake your hips type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because we are getting prepared for the whole international thing. You know what I mean? So, we want to be able to have songs for any part of the continent. You know what I mean?
Right.
The world and stuff that we can go and, you know, really vibe out and stuff. So. But the best part is she's very creative. You know what I mean? She's an on the spot kind of girl. You know, sometimes people gotta, you know, go through certain processes to get ready. She's not that way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we got this going on. She like, give me an hour. Let me let you know. You know what I mean? And she makes it happen. So,
you know,
I stay in the fast lane. You know me, man. Most people can't keep up. So that's why I be rolling solo and shit. They be falling off and I just be waiting by, you know, calling them and tell them how it went. But
right.
Been able to keep up so far.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I'm so glad you guys linked up and making this great music. And man, I can't wait to hear more. I really can't. I want to thank you guys both for blessing the platform. You both have been awesome.
Thank you.
Do you have any words for the audience before we check on out the Wolf Den?
Oh my goodness. I just want to tell you guys that you're absolutely amazing and that if today is a hard day or just like any other day, that don't give up. And life is what you make of it. So stay positive always. And I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to us and just, you know, being a part of the family.
Awesome. Beautiful.
keep watching the journey, man. The best is yet to come. You know what I mean? We just keep on elevating, man. And, you know, that's exactly what we're trying to encourage. You know what I mean? We want other people to understand that, you know, we all have problems. We're all going through some stuff. But good music is good music. You know what I mean? It could change an atmosphere. It could change a mindset. We really want people to, you know, grab life by the horns and enjoy it, man, because this is all we got. You know what I mean? We don't get a redo. You know what I mean? This is it. You know what I mean? And no matter what's happening in your life right now, somebody else got it much, much worse. You know what I mean? Indeed. So, you know, you got to stop and smell the roses sometime and really just appreciate the blessings that you do have. Right. And no matter how hard it is, man, it can get worse. You know what I mean? So better talk about the good times. You know what I mean?
But,
just follow us. You know what I mean? I'm sure we'll give us our socials and stuff right
please,
now.
Please, contact info.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? So, for all music, you know what I mean? If you want to start getting merch, you know, we're starting to put all that stuff up on the website, but really just dave.com, you know what I mean? And that's just as it's spelled, reallyjustdave.com. My Instagram is Dave the Hustler, you know what I mean? As you know, and that's DaveDaHustla, Dave the Hustler. And I post a lot. I'm trying. I mean, that's one of the things that I've been told I got to do. So I've been doing a much better job. I mean, I got an alarm set right now to make sure I don't fail.
I hear that. You know, I run the whole show and I forget to post my own damn promo. Like, what is private? Oh my God.
Yeah, I've been there.
You can catch Misty Blue at MistyBlueE86. MistyBlueE86. And Wolf Pussy in the house, you know what I mean? I'm waiting for the third annual now, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, we had the third. You got to come to the fourth, brother.
You late.
Sorry, man.
You got to come to the fourth. My baby going to be 4 years old.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I definitely will send my invites. You know how I do.
Absolutely, yeah. Bro. I'm looking forward to it, you know what I mean? You just let us know if you want us to do a live performance or whatever you got for us, and we there for you, you know what I mean? And
well, to the man, that on the
Wolf Den Man,
mate.
Hey, to the Wolf Den Man, keep supporting your girl, you know what I mean? She's doing an outstanding job, man. Thank you. Know, we've been here since day one. Wolf Pussy.
Thank you. I sure appreciate both of you guys. You have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And you guys take care, because I can't wait to get to Dubai and see y'all on stage clocking them $8 million goddamn concert. They got only ones that can do it, but I know just Dave and Misty Blue going to do it, too.
Oh, hey! Come on, girl. You know what I mean? Hey, you coming with us. You coming with us.
I am.
My girl. You know
I'll be right there.
My girl. All right, man.
All right. You two take care. Thank you again.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Boom.